Hey, beautiful people. I'm Sarah, and welcome to my show, Ignited by Inner Beauty, a podcast that is setting the world on fire with body positivity, female empowerment, and self-love. If you need some feel-good vibes and a reminder of just how beautiful you truly are, then you came to the right place. I'm so excited to share what's in store for you today. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 37 of Ignited by Inner Beauty. Today on the podcast, we have a wonderful guest, Kieran, who talks about how you're not invisible after 50. That is the name of her podcast, where she highlights women who are over 50 and who are awesome, who are people they've always strived to be. And she shares some inspiring stories of how she went through the death of her mother, divorce, and how it brought her to be a really happy and empowered woman at the age of 60 now. And I just absolutely loved hearing her story. If you're a fan of this podcast, I encourage you to rate me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. That really helps me get this episode and this podcast and this message of inner beauty out to more people. So please rate this podcast, share it with your friends. And I also wanted to let you know that ignitedbyinnerbeauty.com has a storefront now. So if you'd like to buy fun body positive merch, we have some really fun stickers and journals and t-shirts and all sorts of merch that can be really fun and just remind yourself of your own inner beauty. So, but without further ado, I'm so excited to introduce Kieran as she talks about her inner beauty. Well, thank you so much, Kieran, for joining me on Ignited by Inner Beauty. I'm so grateful to have you. And to start us off, why don't you just introduce yourself a little bit and talk about how you are ignited by inner beauty.
Well, thank you, Sarah, for inviting me onto your podcast, first of all. So who am I? Oh, gosh, that's a loaded question. I am an entrepreneur, I think, first and foremost, apart from being a mother, obviously. So I'm an entrepreneur. I'm really about empowering women, especially women over 50. And what inner beauty means to me is really about being kind, being generous, supporting other women, empowering others as part of the process of empowering yourself. And it's about being generous and being authentic. I think to me, that's the most important thing in terms of what is inner beauty. It's about being authentic through and through, whatever you do and what you deliver and what your message is all about. And there's no kind of facade in it whatsoever.
Such a great answer. I love that. I think it's a lot of what people seek today, especially on like social media, is like the authenticity of who we really are. But as much as people talk about that, I don't know how much we actually get that from others in media. Yeah.
So, but I do agree.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is like inner, a lot of inner beauty. I think it's easy to see and your loved ones and people who you know, and you know their authentic selves, and you know how that's beautiful. So I love how you focused on that. So tell me a little bit more about how you are an entrepreneur and your business and how that started for you.
Well, my parents were business people. I mean, they emigrated from India in the 50s and 60s. And of course, you know, when they came, they had very little in their pockets. And the idea was to make a better life for themselves. And so they kind of struggled. And then they found their kind of, you know, focus in terms of what they wanted to do. And they got into clothing and business. And I was very, very young when I was kind of supporting them in their business. I was 8 years old, I remember, putting up market stalls with my father. So my parents were in the rag trade, as we call it in the UK. And I think I've always had that within myself. And I always wanted to do more than what I, you know, I suppose got into, because, you know, life takes over. you get pushed into a different path. I used to explore kind of different avenues with my ex-husband. And this is why I'm an entrepreneur now, because, you know, I had all these ideas and I always knew that I wanted to do something more than what I was, you know, just doing. You know, I wanted something else in my life. And then a lot of life events happened. I mean, so, you know, I divorced my husband. Well, I left my husband when I was 52, and I lost my mother in 2017. And those are quite trigger points for me, because losing my mom and being disempowered by people all my life. I mean, from the time I was born, my father was very strict. You know, I came from an Indian family, was very strict, and I was disciplined in many, many ways. And then I married into an Indian family. And again, I was thrown from, I say, the fire into the frying pan, or the frying pan into the fire, whichever way it was. But it was not, it was one toxic environment to another toxic environment, and where I was disempowered by them also. I was in that marriage for 25 years. And at the age of 52, I decided that was enough, or my son decided for me it was enough. And I got out. And then I actually was already working as a program project manager, delivering e-commerce projects across the globe. But in 2019, I had enough of that. You know, I'd been in kind of very high profile roles, but they weren't satisfying. They're very toxic environments. And I'm not sure whether it was me being a woman of a certain age, or a woman, you know, being an Asian woman. I'm not sure which one it was. It was all three. I found it quite, you know, suffocating, demoralizing. And I just thought, I'm done. I am absolutely done. So 2019, I thought I was going to retire, move to Spain. And I did go to Spain for a month. And then COVID happened. And of course, we all came back to the UK, and then we were all locked down for 2 years. In 2022, or I think, or 2021, I forget the years now, I decided that once COVID was almost over, I thought this is the time to jump, because I was in the same town as my ex-husband. And I thought it's time to jump. And I knew that. So I did jump. I moved from a town called Bedford, to a city, Bristol, where I knew no one. I just kind of put a pin in the map and went, we're going. So we packed up everything. But I suppose the story of being an entrepreneur was because it was always there, and I always knew I was going to do something. And after my mother had passed away in 2017, I had set up a company, but I hadn't done anything with it. I didn't know what I was going to do with it. But I knew that I wanted to empower women because of my own experience in life. And I thought, what am I going to do that's so different and, you know, will make a difference in this world? So you look for that idea. And I've always wanted to be somebody that's not like following the crowd. I always want to go off on my own and do my own thing. I've been like that forever, amen. And it's just like, I have to find this thing. And I did find it, because an idea popped into my head. You're not invisible after 50. And I thought, hey, that's good, because I'm over 50. You know, this is something. But I had still no idea what I was going to do with it. And really, I just thought, okay, let's see where this goes. So I got this office space, and I walked into the office the first day thinking, oh, this looks very good, nice setup, etc. But what am I doing here? What am I going to actually do? I had no plan. It was just blank. But that day I got a call from Bristol Radio. They wanted to have an interview with me about poetry that I wrote. So over COVID, I wrote poetry, but I had done that when I was much, much younger. And I did it in my spare time, COVID, because there's nothing else to do, right? There's no jobs, there's nothing. So it's like, okay, how do I fill my time? How do I kind of look for something that's going to ignite my spirit? So I started writing poetry again. And so, you know, it kind of got aired, and then they asked me to come along and talk. And I just started my business I got called for an interview. I was on radio and I went, yeah, here I am. Here's my business. Don't know what I'm really doing, but you know, yeah, I've got this idea. And then this idea has now grown to being a very successful part of the business as a podcast. You're Not Invisible After 50. But there's other things that are coming along. There's also courses that I deliver, and also there's products coming out, because it's not just a podcast, it's a brand. And I have lots and lots and lots of ideas.
That's wonderful. Thanks for that overview. I like how it kind of was a journey, right? Of exploring what that really meant. But it seems like you really discovered something that you're very passionate about, and you know, empowering women, especially women over 50. So that's I love that. I think just the words, like, you're not invisible over 50, is such a great terminology, because when I think about a lot of the media that we see and the way that women are presented, like in movies and TV, it is like where do they all go? Like, after 50, you're usually just not seeing them represented. So it's or there's like a token, you know, one, two actresses who are just used over and over, or things like that. So it's that's what I think of. But tell me a little bit more about the podcast and different some themes you explore there.
Well, the theme is very simple on my podcast. I mean, the idea of You're Not Invisible After 50 is showcasing other women. You know, it's showing the world that we are not invisible. As you said, Sarah, that there are a small number of actresses that are shown again and again. Where's the representation elsewhere? There are more women on social media, and they are making, you know, a difference. But if you think about all the millions and millions and millions of women out there who are hidden or hide themselves, who don't feel that they're represented in, I don't know, in the media or wherever it may be, on social media or media generally, where do they go? Where do they see themselves? You know, how do they see themselves? And I wanted to create something. I mean, you know, this is, as you said, it's a process. It's a journey for me as well, because, you know, I started with this seed of an idea, which is growing, and it's exciting. And I think, you know, I'm kind of very kind of open to where it goes. I'm kind of going, okay, let's see where this is headed. And it's really about showcasing women who are in the media or who aren't. I mean, for example, I had somebody who made it, who you know, made a comment on one of the social media posts. She's not that much on social media. She's a florist, and she's on social media for her business, but not as like an influencer. And I thought, well, I love your comment. And you're over 50. So let me talk to you. And that's how it happens. I kind of reach out to people and I think, yeah, I like to hear your story. So on the podcast, women tell their stories. So it's divided into sections, you know, and it's very organic conversation. There's no questioning. Well, there is questioning when I find something I want to question, obviously. But what they do is that they talk about their past. You know, we've all got a lovely past. People want to know, you know, people want to know where you're coming from, what your story is, blah, blah, blah. And then, so they tell their story, and then they have a chance to showcase what they're doing currently. So that's good, because, you know, it's about, you know, giving people that platform to sell whatever they're selling, right? And I don't feel by doing that I'm disempowered. I feel empowered by showcasing other women. So I just love that. So they showcase what they're doing. And then, you know, I usually ask them a question, you know, was there a trigger point at 50? Because, you know, like for me at 52, my life changed because I decided that I was going to leave my ex-husband. Yeah. And so for a lot of people, that is like, oh, I've reached the age of 50. Now what am I going to do? Or, you know, whatever it may be. So they tell that little piece. And then we talk about the future. What do they see for the future, etc. And then there's like tips given to people who are under 50, and then tips over 50 as well. Because on my podcast, there's a huge demographic in terms of who are my listeners, because my listeners range from, I don't know, 18 years old to 65, 70. So it's nice to hear stories of women who are older and are sharing their insight and their wisdom, you know, and you're capturing their tales. And I just think it's just phenomenal because you get the whole gambit, really.
Wow. Yeah, that's, I love that. It's very, it, I see the like empowerment and how excited you're getting about just sharing this and sharing the stories and creating this outlet for women to be visible over 50 and really be a place so we can, you know, highlight all of the wonderful work that you're doing. Like you said, just starting this podcast over 50, and that's, you know, there's, your life doesn't end at like 30. I feel like at least that's, I don't know. There's a lot of, at least, talks among my friends as people are 30 or just turned 30 or approaching it. They're like, oh, all these social pressures to have to be married or have kids or, whatever those life goals are. And it's so encouraging to remind myself that our, you know, that we're really just at the beginning here, that there is so much more, and it's never too late to start a business or to do something that we're passionate about. So that's great. I love that you're putting that on. And do you have any like favorite insights or stories that have been told on or pieces of advice on the podcast that you wanted to share?
I mean, there's so many, aren't there? There's so many. I mean, all the women who come on and who volunteer themselves, or I kind of goad on to coming on, you know, whichever way you want to look at it. I mean, we all share our stories. I think that what you just said about, you know, younger women, I mean, we've all been there, right? We've been there, right? So we were young once. And I think what is interesting, because there's not a lot of, previously, there wasn't a lot of women who were talking about what it looks like to be 50 plus. Now you've got that in a way.
Yeah.
And especially, I'm not saying especially my podcast, but I think here is a place where women can tell their stories, and you hear it from, you know, you hear them talking about it. I think that's what you want to hear. You want to hear somebody, you know, speaking about it. I mean, you know, your parents, right? We may listen to our parents or may not, right? Because the youngsters, like we've all been there, right? Parents, they think they know it all. Yes, they do, actually. right. But children aren't always willing, or the youngsters, like even when I was young, didn't want to hear my parents. But then when you get older, you realize, oh my God, they were right, weren't they? And I think all these women are just sharing their life experiences. And I can't say that one tip is better than the other tip, because, you know, I just can't do that, because I think they're all important. You know, everybody shares their experience, what they've learned in their lifetime. And collectively, it's just wonderful, because here you have all this wisdom given to you, you know, if you just kind of tune in, because this tells you what life should be. You know, don't listen to anybody, follow what, you know, follow your path. I mean, one thing I would say is be honest. Be proud of where you are in your life, wherever you are in your life, and just focus on you. I mean, I just realized, like, last year when I started the business, I was comparing myself to others, not thinking that my business was very new. And, you know, and I kind of had an epiphany where I kind of went, okay, right, I can't do that to myself anymore. This is me at the age of nearly 60 now, right? Yeah. And I'm going, okay, so 2024, my focus is, stay in your lane, right? Just focus on what you're doing. And I think that's quite refreshing. And it's quite, again, it's quite empowering, because you go, right, all I'm going to do is stay in my lane, follow my heart, follow my path, wherever that leads. What everybody else is doing isn't really my business. You know, I'm not going to compare myself to X, Y, Z, because I think you get distracted by that noise. And I just think it's so important to do that. And I kind of learned that for myself at this age, right? So, you know, I think there's always something to learn from other people. People are older than yourself because they've been there. You know, my children helped me in this business. You know, they are directors in my company. They are going to do this long after I've gone. And, you know, so, but they listen to the podcast every week and they go, they're inspired by it, because they hear the, you know, all these women saying their piece, and they're very, it's important information.
I love that. Yes, I love something that I've really realized just lately too, is I don't know, there's more of a connection between myself and actually my grandmother. The more I've been talking with her and I don't know, just hearing her stories and hearing her growing up, and it's like, it's been so interesting and so eye-opening to all the things she's gone through. And I think she needs to be a little more self-empowered, because she's always like, oh, it's not that interesting. It's not that interesting. I'm like, oh my gosh, like you went there. She was also an immigrant from Poland, and she has all these amazing experiences, and I am truly inspired by it. So I think it's just wonderful to share more of that with other women. And also what you were saying about focusing on ourselves, I think that's a great point for people who are scared of trying something new or are comparing themselves to others. Like, you know, we can just be our best selves. We don't need to, it's not fruitful to compare to other people and put ourselves down in that way.
I think that's why there's a lot of, you know, mental health issues with social media, is when we compare, we look at other people's lives on social media, go, oh, that's so glamorous. Oh, that's so pretty. This is X. This is Y. Oh, why haven't I got that? Why can't I go there? Blah, blah. And it's just like, no, because if you start doing all of that, and I know we've all done it, we all do it. But I think, you know, like the realization I had last year, comparing myself to other people in the business have been longer. No. Because you're on a different path. You're on a different journey. You're at a different point. Just take it from there. And just, I mean, what I do is just now. And I have found that quite empowering, because all I'm focusing on is where I'm headed, right? So focus on what I'm doing. Because when the focus comes on to what you're doing, you will put more energy into it, and hence the results will be better. If you're distracted by the noise and the energies elsewhere, that's when it gets kind of dissipated and diluted, and you're not performing at your optimum. You're less kind of, you will not be able to get where you want to go as fast as you want to be, you know, that kind of thing. So I think at the end of the day, focus on yourself. Follow your path and have a very blinkered approach, really. I mean, just the shutters on either side, and just focus on your journey, because you'll realize that you will get where you want to go much faster when you put all the energy into that. And for me, that's just been a really great realization. Because I think we're all guilty of, as I said before, all guilty of comparing ourselves to X, Y, and Z. And it's just not worth the effort doing that.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been an ongoing discussion about social media and the influence of comparisons, especially for the younger generation. And it was very interesting. I mean, something I was thinking about, just seeing how, you know, you're really advocating for acceptance of all ages and really embracing the inner beauty of people, especially older women. It makes me think of, I don't know if you've seen this in the media, but all the younger kids, younger girls in particular, going into like Sephora and buying all the anti-aging creams, and like they're starting at such a younger age, and how there's all this pressure to you know, look younger and start their like 10 step skincare routine at like 11. And I was seeing this, I was reading some articles about it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I think there's a lot of like blame, like how could these kids be doing all this stuff? But I think my heart just goes out to them. I'm like, oh my gosh, the pressure that they are under at this age is really scary. It's scary of what society is like putting pressure on people.
I think it's a narrative, and I think, you know, by women showing up, you know at 15, 60, so when you reach that age and all you see is anti-aging stuff, you know, don't color your hair. No, why should I? I mean, I've gone gray. I went gray in COVID. I love my gray. I feel empowered. I feel like I'm a superhero. You know, I'm proud of where I am in my life. And I'm not going to hide that. I don't, you know, put on, I mean, yeah, I, you know, do the normal skincare, but I will not put anything in my face. I want to inject anything. I don't want to look any younger. I've been there and I was happy with that, but I'm not at that age. I mean, I turn 60 next month. So, hey, I'm 60. Let's be proud of that. Now, if you had that narrative out there, that's what you're trying to showcase. This is what I'm, you know, we're all trying to showcase the women who are on my podcast. If you're of that age and you put yourself out there as you are, and you want to change the narrative. And if that narrative changes, like the more people that come on who are saying, yeah, I'm, you know, 50, 60, whatever age I am, and this is how I look, and I'm very proud, thank you very much. I don't need an anti-aging cream, and I don't need this, and I don't need a filler, and I don't need any Botox. I'm happy as I am. You will then get a change, a shift in that narrative. But if you have the narrative that, you know, you're pushing all these, you know, organizations and businesses are pushing anti-aging creams at everyone, that narrative isn't going to change. We need to have more women who are much older, who've got a voice, who show up as they are and go, I'm super proud. I mean, let me give an example. My son's friends, so my son is nearly 30. So his friends are like 28, 30. They follow me on my Instagram and they go, your mom is different. You know, she's showing herself as she is. And I'm proud of that. Because you need women like us. You know, we need to change the narrative. Then you won't have the pressure on younger people that you have to look a certain way. You know, I wouldn't mention any, you know, there are people in the world who are pushing all of that.
Yeah.
And you just think, no, that isn't how it should be. More women like us should be speaking out and going, this is what 50 plus looks like. And it's not bad, mate. You know, it's not bad. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, I love that so much. Like, it's just something that needs to be shared more, and we need more great representations of what it means to be older. It's not something that people should fear. Maybe it's something they should be excited for. Look at all these awesome things that you're doing. All the people on your podcast are doing over 50 and beyond. And it's awesome. And isn't that exciting? Just another exciting part of our life, but it's not looked as that as it should be.
No, exactly. I mean, I'm in awe of the women who come on my podcast. You know, some are models, you know, some have, you know, they're all doing different things. I can't, you know, there's just a wide selection of things. People reinvented themselves. I've reinvented myself, you know, being a podcaster at the age of grand age of 58. Hey ho, that's brilliant. You know, I didn't realize I had it within me. You know, it's not you know, it's not one just for the young. It's for anybody who's got a voice. That's what podcasting should be about, right? And I had no idea that I would take to it like I have. And I absolutely adore it. And because I've been, you know, was a trainer in my younger days, maybe it's just come naturally. However, I think having this, you know, platform, it is showing other women that, yeah, show up, you know, put yourself out there. I'll give you an example. I was very, very shy of going on camera because of my ex-husband and how he made me feel about myself. And it was just kind of coincidental, but I went on a course which forced me to go on camera. And now I'm kind of on social media and I just think, yeah, I need to show up, because if I don't show, well, you know, if we all the women over 50 don't show up, then you're not going to get any representation. So I think we all do need to show up in whichever way you want to show up. I mean, I'm not saying everybody needs to be on social media, but whatever feels comfortable for them.
Right. We shouldn't be afraid to do something new or do what we want to do because of our age or appearance or gray hair or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's just part of ourselves. And I have always seen it as aging is such a gift, right? Like, we get to grow older. So, you know, we should be appreciating the gray hairs and the wrinkles, and that's part of growing older. And how awesome is that, that we get to, you know, experience more life.
But we grow older from the day we are born, right? Mm-hmm. People forget that, right? We grow, we change as we grow, and we grow every single day, and we age every single day. Yeah. So what is it that after 50, you disappear into the woodwork, right? Because no, aging is a natural process, you know, and why is it that somebody of, say, 30 is not, well, people get discriminated for all sorts of reasons, but you know, that over 50, you just pass the over the hill. I mean, like, no, I don't accept that, because, you know, why should I? If I've got energy, which I think I have, you know, if I've got energy and I have the passion, desire, the will, the want, you know, then why should I go for it? I mean, one thing I do like is the fact that I'm in control of my life now. I can do what I want. I can put a podcast out there. I can be on social media. Yeah. No one's stopping me, right? Which is great, because now I have that kind of autonomy. And I just think, yeah. And I think women should just kind of grab their power and just go for it.
Absolutely. Did you ever think that at 20 or 30 you'd be saying this about yourself now? Or
no, I mean, I'd be totally honest, in which I always am. You know, I couldn't see past my life after, in my 30s, 40s. I was at the most, I suppose I was at a very dark place because of where I was in my marriage. I couldn't see beyond that. I didn't even think I was going to live beyond 40, to be honest, because I was so down. And, you know, at a very low point. And when my mother passed away, I almost thought that was the end of my life. But, you know, I have children, and even though they were in their 20s, I thought, no, my mom used to call me a lion, sher in Hindi. And she knew me for my bravery. And she's, you know, I just thought, I've got to kind of come back from this. And so the question that you've just asked, no, I would have not seen myself as this now, but I'm glad I am, because sometimes even when you go through the really bad parts of your life, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. If you keep on going, you have to have the strength. And I've got, you know, great support from my children, but the kind of the bravery comes from within, and the desire to live, and not to live, but to flourish and thrive. And I'm in probably the best place, you know, now than I was ever. And I actually feel, and I say this often on my podcast, I'm the person that I've always wanted to be.
That's so
at beautiful. The age of 60, I am the person that I've always wanted to be. I've had to wait almost 59 years to get there. And I feel that I'm glad, because at least even if I died, you know, in a few years or 10 years or 12 years or whatever it is, I have become the person I wanted to be and got the freedom to do what I wanted to do. And I'm doing that at the moment. And I want to keep well, and I do take care of myself. Yeah. But, you know, the fact is that I'm in a much happier place, because I forced myself to move forward and to keep on going and to lift myself up and to lift myself out, but not only lift myself out, but to support other women and put this out in the, you know, into the atmosphere, into the universe. And I feel, you know, all the women who come on, I just feel so empowered by them as well. And I just think it's just so wonderful that you can do something positive where at a certain point in my life, I didn't think there was going to be anything there.
Do you think that empowering the women, or hearing from empowered women now, has also supported you and helps you to become more empowered?
I think, you know, everything, people learn from other people, right? Yeah. And I think by people learn from me, because I'm doing the podcast, I learn from them. It's kind of reciprocal, you know, it's reciprocated. You learn something new, you get empowered by their stories, you know, you kind of learn something. And so you get more empowered, and you go, oh. And then you affect one person, then you affect two people, then somebody's, you know, making a comment, and it's positive, and it's like, wow, we've just come across your platform, and wow, you're doing a great job, and keep on going, and that kind of thing. And you think, yeah, I will, thank you. And it's not just for me, though, because I believe in what I'm doing so much that I have forced my children to become directors, that once I cannot do this anymore, they will continue the business, because it's not just the business, it's the brand, it's what you're putting out there into the universe, and how you want to affect and create change in the world. And you can't do that, may not be able to do it in my lifetime, but if my kids are picking it up, then it's that message is still out there.
Yeah, it's an important message. I think the world needs to hear more of it for sure. And at all ages, right? It's
Oh,
something we need to grow
absolutely.
up with.
Yeah, I mean, younger people, we've all been there, when we were young, when I was younger, it's like, oh my God, mom, please, I've heard it. Don't want to hear it anymore. Please don't tell me. But when you get to that age, you realize, oh my God, my mom was right, and you hear yourself, and you hear yourself saying the same thing as your parents said
Yeah.
to your children, right? And it's really quite bizarre. And you just think, but people do need to hear it because, people think, oh, people who are 50, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're thinking. They're just past it. They're over the hill, and they're far away. They're not got their senses. They haven't got all their faculties. Well, let me tell you, folks, I do. So the fact is, you do have that, and you can say what is important to you, and you want to share that wisdom because it's so sad that some people leave this planet and they had such full lives, and their stories haven't been told, or their message hasn't got out there. And you just think, what a waste, that was a person that you who could give somebody else advice. I mean, they may have or they may not have. But there are so many people in the world that haven't got the chance to. And you just think, no, let's just spread that message out now, and every day.
Wow. Yeah, it is something that we need to hear more of, and I think that's a part of it as well. I don't know if a lot of people, well, at least just thinking about some people I know, like if they know that they have something to share, right? I think there's so much like wisdom that we gain of growing older, and maybe, yeah, for younger kids, like, whatever. I don't want to hear that from older people, but it is something that can really be shared and can be really be supportive to younger generations as well.
I mean, what's the difference between someone giving you their insight to a self-help book, right? It's the same thing. It's how you perceive it. And as long as you're not kind of, being prescriptive over it, you're just giving kind of your sharing your life experience and what you've learned in your lifetime. It's like a self-help book, but it's not quite because it's not prescriptive at all, but it's just like, this is what I've learned. And I think that is kind of very healthy approach because, you'll learn something from that. I mean, as I said, like your parents, when your parents tell you something, you kind of ignore it. But what they're saying is really useful because at the end of the day, they have the years, within them. They've lived their lives and they've learned from that along the way, and they've been through their 20s. People think, oh, they're just 50 or they're 60. They don't know anything about being young. Well, I'm sorry, folks, we were there in the 60s. Come on, so we had a great time. The 70s, we've been there. I tell my children stories, they go, oh my God, mom, I didn't realize you were like that. Oh yeah, lived once, And it's just like, we've been there. We've had all that. We've had that fun. And we've learned from it. We've had, life, ex we've got life experiences. We've been through like the kind of growing pains and learned from that. And here we are. We are sharing our wisdom and we're sharing our knowledge and we're sh sharing with, whoever wants to hear. And hopefully there's a lot of people who want to hear. And it's also how you say it, right? I mean, if you make it kind of, oh, let me tell you this, and you go, oh my God, I'm gonna switch off now. Thank you very much. But if you just share it in a story or something, it's how you say it, right? So, it'll grab somebody's attention or not.
And I think I really like the way that you presented that. You're saying, at the age of 60, or how you always wanted to be, it's not necessarily saying, here, hey kid, I'm telling you what you're doing wrong with your world. It's like, look how much I've grown, which is awesome. What would you say you would tell your younger self if you could, speak to her now?
Yeah, believe in yourself, and think that anything is possible. I mean, I was forever told I couldn't do something, I wasn't allowed to do something. Being brought up in a strict family with my father, and then being kind of confined in a way from my in-laws, and I just couldn't be the person that I wanted to be. I couldn't say what I wanted to say. I was attacked from all sides. And I think if I was telling myself that, you know, the younger me, yes, that everything is possible, there is change, there is light at the end of the day, and you'll come out of all of this, because for, as I've just said a little while back, I didn't think I could see past 40, and I couldn't see the years ahead. I never thought I'd reach 60. You know, I'm going to be 60, as I said, next month, and I'm going to celebrate it with style.
Yes.
But I never thought that I would actually get here. And I, you know, I think that's what you have to believe, that it's going to come good one day. And I think, yeah, that's what I would say to my younger self. It's going to come good to one day, and follow your path. You know what your path is. I always knew that I was different to everybody else. I always knew in my bones. I knew that I wasn't, I don't know. I just felt different from the day I probably was born or something. I just knew that I never seemed to kind of fit in. You know, I was always the outsider, and then seen as a black sheep of the family, but I hadn't done anything wrong. But it was because I didn't conform. And because I didn't conform, I was seen to be bad. But, and I, that's probably why I experienced all of what I experienced. But it does come right at the end. If you are true to yourself and you follow your path, it will come right. And I, you know, asking that question, no one's asked me that question before. And I just, on that, I, you know, reflecting on it here and now. For me, hearing me say that is super powerful.
Wow. Yeah, I'm
so
glad.
Thank you for the question.
Yes, and happy early birthday. That's so exciting. What are you doing to celebrate?
Well, I was going to go abroad, but then we're not going abroad. We're going abroad a bit later, but we're kind of just celebrating, you know, in London and with my kids, because they mean the world to me, and I'm sure they've got something planned, but we'll see. I have no idea.
Fun. So fun. Well, one question I love to ask as we talk about inner beauty is, you know, what is the thing that you like most about yourself that has nothing to do with your appearance on the outside?
I think for me personally, I think I have a kind heart. And a lot of people don't see that, you know. I don't think no one saw it. My father saw it only when he was on his deathbed. So for a large part of my life, a lot of people haven't seen that, because they didn't want to look at me in that way. You know, they've just built up their own narrative. And I think what I'm really most proud of is I've got a kind heart, and I follow my heart. I'm genuine. I made it a point in my life that, having faced what I faced, that I wasn't going to be anything but me, and not put any facade on anything, and always come be the person, be the true person each and every time in any situation. So people don't have this second guess themselves or who I am, what, you know, whether it's a Monday or a Tuesday or an evening or a daytime. That I think being true to yourself is really important to me, because I like to go to bed at night thinking, yeah, I didn't hurt anybody. I was good. And, you know, that's the way to live, really.
Yeah, content with who you are as a person and feeling good in that. That's great. And what is one time recently that you felt beautiful?
Well, I'll be honest. Oh gosh, another question. All right, okay. So when I felt beautiful is, I always had this negative image about how I look, because no one's ever really praised me for my looks. I mean, maybe a couple of times in my life. And my ex-husband made me feel pretty shitty about myself. And I'd put on weight over my kind of marriage because of, you know, having kids and then, you know, being not in a very good place mentally. And then recently for my business, I had to have a photo shoot. And I was kind of dreading it. I wasn't at my ideal weight, and I'm still not, but I'm working on it. But I wasn't at my ideal weight. And I thought, oh my God, what are these pictures going to look like? And the results were pretty okay. And I just thought, It's not bad for a woman of 58. So I'm all right. So thank you very much, universe and camera. So I think that was when I really felt, okay, yeah, I'm okay for, not for my age, because people hate that for my age. What is for my age? But, for me, it was for my age. And I kind of take that because, having not been made to feel special, apart from my children, my ex-husband didn't make me feel like that. Nobody else I knew made me feel like that. So I always saw myself in a negative light. And I didn't want to appear on camera, as I said before. And now I look at myself, when I have to look at my own videos or look at my photographs, I go, yeah. And I think that photo shoot was kind of, again, another turning point where it's like, yeah, I don't know why, because the comments that my children gave, and other people have given, and say his friends have given, it's just positive. It's just like, yeah, I don't feel that bad. I feel quite good. So I think that was that moment in time.
Oh, that's so nice. And I think that, I mean, it is a sense of beauty. It's funny when you said like, oh, beauty for your age, or like when people say that. I think it's just another example of how we like erase people who don't conform to society's very narrow beauty standards. And I really think beauty is so much more, and it's like, we should and can appreciate it in all forms, and it doesn't need to look like a thin model with blonde hair and blue eyes and whatever. So it's great when we see that in other people and in ourselves. And it also just makes me think, I'm like, what a wonderful thing to feel beautiful. Probably not just because of this great photo shoot, but also you're doing this amazing thing. You're putting on, this is for your business, and you're empowering women, and that, is sharing your inner beauty as well. So, that's just
Thank
like
you.
such a beautiful thing as well.
Oh, bless you. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, wonderful. Well, as we kind of wind down here, I just thank you so much for sharing your inner beauty and how, you are currently empowering people. So where can people find you and listen to your podcast?
Well, my podcast, You're Not Invisible After 50, is found on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I do have a website, you'renotinvisibleafter50.com. So people can find me. And of
Wonderful.
course, I'm on Instagram. If you just look that up, it's the same handle. So
Okay.
yeah, they'll find me there. And yeah, there I am.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for speaking with us. Is there any last words or things that you want to end on?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to you, Sarah, for, giving me this opportunity to share my story, because I, other people share their stories on my platform. It's nice to kind of share your story,
Yes.
one's own story, because again, there's a lot of learning to be had from that as well. But also for the questions that you've asked, because you've asked me and I've just had to instantly come back and give you an answer.
Yes.
And some of them have been enlightening, because, they made me think and question myself, and it's been a privilege to be on here. So thank you for inviting me along. It's been fabulous talking to
Oh
you.
gosh. Oh, of course. I've loved hearing everything, and I can't wait to listen to more of your podcast. And this is wonderful. I'm super excited to check it out, and really wonderful to hear your story. Hopefully we can just, this will be the future, I hope, of people embracing inner beauty and empowerment and just appreciation of women of all ages.
Absolutely. I think that's really summarized so well. I mean, women of all ages should be appreciated and applauded and
Yes.
celebrated. So
Love
I
it.
think that's what we need to encourage everyone to do.
I love it. And thank you for doing that work and that great work. So wonderful.
Thank
Thank you
you.
so much again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me on this week's episode of Ignited by Inner Beauty. I hope this episode served as a reminder of just how beautiful and worthy you are. If you enjoyed today's episode, please hit subscribe, provide a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and share this episode with a friend. For more information about Ignited by Inner Beauty, please go to ignitedbyinnerbeauty.com and sign up for my email list to keep up to date on new blog posts and podcast episodes. If you'd like to support my mission of empowering women, you can go to patreon.com/ignitedbyinnerbeauty and receive some exclusive content and giveaways. If you're not already following me on social media, please follow me on Instagram @ignitedbyinnerbeauty and Twitter @ignitedbeauty. Thank you again for joining me, and please tune in for the next episode.